Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, I'm fucking back. Yeah. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and now we are on fucking Spotify. And I'm coming for you, XM Sirius Radio. Wow. This is your hostess with the Moses, Jenny, a.k.a. Jenny, Jenny, Jenny. I'm just kidding. This is Jennifer DeVoe, Muse. I gotta go. I gotta put that Jennifer DeVoe, Muse. And I'm trying to switch from that to that. I'm trying to go from the... I'm trying to phase DeVoe into Muse, and we're just... you know. And I'm here with my wonderful co-host, James Muse, and we are Jenny and the Muse, coming at you live every Wednesday on LA Talk Radio. We are in the studio having a wonderful time.
Yes.
And we just got here.
Hey, baby.
Fun, and we're with our guests.
Yes.
And we're here today. We're going to talk about some concerts and some things first, but I want to introduce you so people know what the hell's going on.
Right.
Thank you.
And we're with Ball Ram U. And I want to say but I want to say it really funny, because I keep telling my friends about you, and they said, what's the name of that band again? And I went, Ram U.
Perfect. We've got a lot of things. We've gotten Baharam U, and somebody thought we were a Muslim band, and that's
No. We gotta go. So we should totally record that sound bite and play.
Every time
we go to promo you, ramp you.
Right.
Anyway, they all laugh. They're like, "What the hell? What the fuck is that?" I was like, "Yeah, they come out with a sheep's like a sheep on their head, like a costume. You know, like it's like one of those hats that people wear to keep warm in the winter, and they're all shaped like animals."
Yep.
Yeah, it's like that shit.
Maya.
So we get love into that. It.
We love it. I think it's awesome.
Borderline
I
thought, furries,
dude. But that was crazy fetishism. Anyway,
comes with awesome. The culture.
Comes with the culture. We love it. It's L.A.
That's right.
Everything's possible.
In L.A.
Everything is possible. Swear to God. This is L.A. You can do whatever the fuck you want here.
Right.
Seriously. Like, you totally can. Surprised people don't fornicate in the streets and all kinds of other crap.
I mean, They do.
I have.
They do. Downtown.
I have.
You have. In the street in the middle. Holy shit.
Sidewalks.
Oh, my Lord.
The downtown Brown.
Let's not talk
thing.
About Loretta right now. How did I guess? Sorry. Personal joke.
Yeah. That was crazy.
His ex-girlfriend I'm friends with. Anyway, I'm just laughing my ass off.
I'm gonna put that in the movie.
It's twisted.
All right.
Anyway, but yeah. So all the bands that are on our show too. Once we do our stuff, we want everybody to be on our soundtracks to our TV shows and movies. Hello, people. Anyway, hey, what up, motherfuckers?
Who is that?
Everybody in Facebook land.
Oh, what's up, Facebook land?
This is Jenny.
Well, y'all supposed to look on this one, though.
This one. But look, I have 5,000 friends. I'm going to look at them, too.
Oh, shit. What's happening?
Oh, shit. Look. How many times are we live?
Many times.
Many times.
Right.
Many times. I got you there. I got you here. I got everybody everywhere. And, you know.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Steve Evans. Camera. Steve Evans is watching. What up, Steve Evans?
Steve.
Hey, David Lozano. What up? How are you doing? Anyway, we are in the studio with Baram U today. Right. We're going to play some of their music. We're going to have a great time. They were in the Battle for Vans Warped Tour. So when Van's Warped Tour was going on, they were battling against other bands so that they could get the privilege to play at the event. Unfortunately, only one person can damn win. And that was Thursdays in Suburbia.
Yeah.
So anyway, good kids, and I will have them on the show soon because, hey, they went to fucking Van's Warped Tour.
Cool.
Is what it is. But all you guys were excellent.
Yeah,
any of the ones that we've had, we're having on our show is excellent. Anybody that we have at our concerts is excellent. So we picked you,
handpicked.
You got something.
Thank you.
You got something. You were. I noticed you, Victory Kid, Hello Human. Certain bands like just stood out to me, really did. Satanic Johnny. Like there's so many bands. There was so many. Tower Guard, there was a ton of them that just stood out, like, whoa, like, you, somebody should notice these guys.
The letter sweaters or something, remember them at the finals?
Oh yeah, there was a couple bands.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of good ones, but mm-hmm. There's so many of you that could have gone on, you know, further than maybe you should have, and, you know, things happen, but
it's cool.
We wanted to get you guys more exposure.
Thank you.
Because you guys deserve it. You have great music, and you should be heard more. So that's what we're here for.
Right.
Yes. So I'll be back in a minute, but I got to go on my phone for other stuff. Okay. I'll see you.
All right. Hey, fellas, why don't you introduce yourselves, and what do you do in the band?
Yes. So, yes.
Okay. I'm Sam Sapper, and I sing and play guitar in the band.
Woohoo!
Alright.
Yes.
Cool. And I'm Ivan. I play also guitar. But and that's all I do.
What do you go by in the band? What's your punk name?
My punk name? Oh, Gwen Stefani.
It's Gwen. if you couldn't tell from his accent, he's from South Africa. And
I love it.
We asked him, you know, what do you want your punk name to be? He's like, Gwen Stefani. Okay, fine.
Okay.
That sounds punk, but since you have an accent, it sounds like Gwen Stefani. So he's our Gwen.
Gwen.
Gwen Stefani.
It's Gwen Stefani. We love it.
That's good.
So, how did you feel to be in the battles? What did you think about the whole process, and how did you feel about how everything went and was run and organized and whatnot? I mean, just any thoughts about all that?
We had a great time. We had a great show. The night we played, it was packed. Had a
it
lot
was.
Of fun. Great
it was
turnout.
Packed. It
we
was
got
packed.
To play. I mean, we've known Victory Kid for a while, so it was cool to play with them. Yeah, it was just a fun show. Our fans had a great time.
It's easier when all the bands get along.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you don't have all that animosity and, like... I hate that, though, because we should all be working together to help each other and build each other up. And, you know, because where you go, I go. You know what I mean? It should be like that.
Yeah.
Not tear each other. Oh, it's only about me and my stuff. Screw you.
It seems like it's a culture that's in L.A. just because there's so much pay to play everywhere and there's so much competition. But, you know, elsewhere, you go outside and it's more bands helping each other out. You know, I put on a show for you, you put on a show for me. So we're lucky that we found somebody like that in Victory Kid. And we want to keep playing with them and keep doing shows like
That's
Young
good.
Blood and what you guys are doing. So
yeah.
It's cool.
Speaking of Victory Kid, hold on. Yeah, oh my dang. I hate my phone sometimes. I really do. It's a bitch. Nathan sent me some stuff here. Where is it? Young Blood Productions. They got some stuff coming up. Let's see. So we're going to be having Throwdown Thursdays.
Right.
Every Thursday. And Jenny, this woman right here, will be running the door tomorrow night at... was it Carrot? No,
we're going to Whittier.
It's in Whittier.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. All right. Whittier.
So I don't forgot the
name. Hold on. I got all this stuff.
Come on, technology.
I got all this stuff. I got so many posters. He sends me some. He throws so many damn shows, like between him, Acropolis Music Group, like all these different people, Write Records, all these different people that they throw a bunch of these shows, and it's like, I guess so damn many of them. Well, that was August 9th. God dang it. Where is the poster for August 16th? Son of a beeswax. Oh, don't tell me I missed that one. Oh, wait. Okay, so here's one in the meantime. Hope Fest. This is being put on by... my buddy Cat Wilson, Cat Wilson, the Cat Productions or something like that it is. Cat Wilson Productions. It's Hope Fest. It's part of Youngblood Productions, though. Akasha is going to be playing there.
Ooh.
So go see Akasha, Beyond Retaliation, Children of Eden, Revolution Underground. We've seen some of these bands at the battles. 22 Salute. What's it? Blood Shred. I can't see that. Blood Shred?
Blood Shred.
That's what it looks like. Kill Block 6. And Syndria. And I can't read. Some of these I can't fucking read.
Fuck, I love all these band names.
Yeah, sounds,
it is some interesting like shit,
pop,
right?
Pop,
I
mean, jazz music fusion.
Yeah. It's at 5536 Philadelphia Street in Chino, California, 91710. And proceeds go to Hope for the Day. It's some kind of I don't know, they're trying to raise money for some kind of cause.
Oh.
Or
something. That's
good. So yeah, it's
courses are good.
Yeah, it's to help like kids or something. I don't know, it's to help something.
That's good.
I don't remember what it is, but I can't remember all the details. I smoke too much pot.
All those kids.
I'm down for helping people and raising money for stuff.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think we need to get you on one of the bills for Throwdown Thursdays.
Cool.
How about that? Let's see. I don't know why he didn't send me the one for for Thursday, but for this Thursday. But they have one August 23rd. That's some different bands. Was it Beyond the Roots? Disaster Train. Ooh, that sounds pretty cool.
Some of this the new summer like... movie.
Starring Denzel.
Guys.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. You Disrupted Euphoria.
Oh.
That's a mouthful.
Don't blow my buzz.
Disrupted Euphoria.
You blew my buzz.
Yeah.
I don't like you no more.
Yeah, I don't know if I can spell that.
Soul Shaker. Here we go. Soul Shaker.
Cool.
You shake my soul. Wild Charge. Interesting. Okay, that was bad. Okay, here we go. This is speaking of Victory Kid. Thursday, August 30th. Come to Sage Venue and Lounge. The Sage Lounge. It's at 6511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California, 90601. That's 6511 Greenleaf Ave, Whittier, California, 90601. And that is, like I said, the Sage Lounge. And Victory Kid will be playing that night. So Throwdown Thursdays with Youngblood Productions. We here at LA Talk Radio are part of that. We also have Rock Rage Radio, the Drowning Clown Design. So if you need your posters, your event stuff designed, they can do it for you.
Cool.
Epic Records, and there's some other ones. I know Acropolis Music Group is involved in some of the different stuff, but those are some of the different people that are putting this on. Visions, Alpha Audio, Calling Kings, Bang Rock. Our buddies from Bang Rock. Go Bang check Rock. Out right. Bang Rock. You've got to check them out. Pac-Man and... Right. I can't think of the other guy's name.
Me neither.
Roland Banks. Go check it. Roland Banks. He's also with Crazy Town. So Roland Banks of Crazy Town and Pac-Man, they are awesome. Go see them. Bang Rock. We're going to have them some at our shows too.
Hell yeah.
Along with some of the other bands like Akasha. So Victory Kid is going to be playing with Bang Rock. Those are two awesome bands. Go see those guys. Throwdown Thursdays. So next Thursday, or no, two Thursdays from now.
Okay.
Something like that. Yes, August 30th. Go check that out. I'll get the information for this Thursday at some point. But we need to get you playing on some shows.
Sweet.
So we need Ba Ram you playing at some shows. We're going to try to get you on with Victory Kid in October.
Cool.
I'd like them to be our second show. First show will be Satanic Johnny and like the punk stuff with Jabbermouth, and we're trying to get Jabbermouth. These are the bands we're trying to line up. So if you're Dr. Party,
right,
and
hit us
you
up.
Are Anxiety, hit us up.
Hit
I
us
mean,
up.
I'll hit you up on Facebook today, but we need to get you in with Satanic Johnny and Jabbermouth, and we need one more band. If you can think of a punk rock band, full on just punk rock, we're trying to get a punk rock band to go with them. And I need to go. I'm trying to look back at all the battles to think of who it would fit that bill. But I want to put you guys with
How
Victory
about,
Kid.
Lost Puppy.
I thought about Lost Puppy. So they are punk rock. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if I should put them with you guys or if I should put them with them. I want them to headline at some point, too. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a good suggestion. Either way, thank you. All right. So what are you guys going on coming up? What's going on with you?
So we just finished recording an EP.
Okay.
It's in the mixing process.
This is your second EP.
Yes. This is our second EP as a full ska band.
Okay.
Because we started out three-piece, just punk rock.
Okay.
And we've just been spending the last month and a half working on that. And now we're looking to sort of get it out there, promote. And yeah, that's about it.
Okay. So we're trying to get you some more shows going.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever want, I do also do artist management. So I'm trying. I'm one of the, I'm the manager of Satanic Johnny. So I'm working on trying to get them gigs and stuff. So I'd like to get you into some shows beyond what we're doing. You know what I mean? Try to get you some work because we have some people that we're affiliated with now that we can try to get you. So Youngblood, try to get Nathan on, get you on some more shows like Throwdown Thursdays. So we'll try to get you. If you guys can go to Whittier, you good with Whittier?
Sure. Okay, not too far from us. We're Echo Park Central.
So. Okay, good. All right, good. So I'll talk to Nathan and see if we can get you on over there. Get you on one of these Thursdays here.
Okay.
So that'll be good.
Cool.
Yeah.
And maybe see what Daniel Park from Acropolis Music is doing, too. Could get maybe some Santa Ana shows or some other stuff. There's possibilities is the whole
thing.
Right. We have possibilities. We have stuff. I want to play some of your songs.
Cool.
Let's talk about you first as a band. Like, how did you form first before we play a song? Just kind of give them a background of you. Like, how did this all come together?
I started the three-piece back in 2011.
Okay.
It was very much like
had a
Blink,
a while.
Green Day, Sum 41 vibe to it.
Nice.
And a couple years into it, we lost a couple members. So when we reformed, we reformed as a sort of ska band. That's where I had met Scampi and pulled her in to play drums. And so we were five-piece for another couple years. And then it's just a rotating door with a ska band. So a couple more musicians out. And then within the last year, we put together this lineup of seven guys.
Okay.
Or six guys, one gal.
I forget Scampi.
Yeah. And that's where we're at. So it's been a it's been Bar Ram U since 2011. So
okay, so the name has
seven
stayed.
Years, yeah.
The name has stayed. It's just different members have gone.
Different members. Yeah.
It's pretty much the same with every brand. Pretty much every band we've talked to, even Satanic Johnny has gone through different members.
Right. Yeah.
Has switched in and out, and other. You know, I think a lot of bands, almost everyone that we've had on this show, has pretty much not been the original members. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them have switched out people in here and there. Like, the lead singer will usually stay the same, and maybe one or two other members, but then the other ones kind of revolve in and out. But we were told a good reason for that, though. If one person doesn't fit with the other three, let's say the three are, like, really good buddies and everything's good, but this one's kind of standoffish and doesn't want to participate with the other three and hang out. Like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, you need a cohesive, know what I mean? You have to all be on the same page. And if you're not, then, you know.
There's also generally one person that's, like, the brains of the band.
Yeah.
Like, the idea.
Yeah.
And that sound like he came up with the idea and stuff. So,
right.
Obviously, if he stays, but things are all around bad.
Right, yeah.
I think most bands are like that. Yeah,
as it should.
Yeah.
Because there's always a creator.
There's always one person, yeah.
Like with Society One, it's Matt Zane. With like, you know, every band has like that person who created the band, who came up with the name, came up with the concept, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you kind of got to form around that.
Yeah. And if you leave that, then, I don't know.
Yeah. Some people, it's the ego.
Yeah.
You know, it's the ego. Some of these people, they don't want to work together.
Yeah, we definitely had some people leave for artistic differences.
Yeah, exactly. Artistic differences. Yeah, exactly. I know how it works. I've had artistic difference problems in the past myself. And if you're watching, you know who you are.
Right.
Anywho, if they're watching,
They might be.
I doubt it. Anyway. And I She's really like, don't care.
She got.
I just know. I just know. I'm being the successful
doing
some one.
doing voodoo something to your picture of you.
Go, go ahead. Burn the corner. Put a pin in a doll. Bite me. Yeah, bite me. Anyway, so this is your second EP. And what's the name of it?
The one coming out?
Yes, the one coming out. Do you have like a name yet?
We've got like you're a working title kidding. Right now. It's because we've got a lot of sort of existential themes going on in this one. Okay. So our title right now is Enjoy Your Nothing.
Okay, I like that. But, I like it because, you know, existentialism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had a lot of time to ponder life.
As we get older, we do. We started going, the hell did was I thinking? Yeah. Anyway, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that, though. It's. I mean, it's a so far, that sounds like a good title.
Cool. We'll see if it sticks.
Yeah. All right, well, you keep working with that.
Yeah.
What's the name of the one that I'm going to be playing the songs from?
That one is Don't Kid Yourself, Kid.
See, I like that. And that's one of the names of the songs.
Yes.
Right. So. Got you. Okay. Now, we usually do Dealer's Choice here on Jenny's Real Talk. Which song would you like to play first from Don't Kid Yourself, Kid?
Well, since we are on the topic of artistic differences... The first song is about a band member who left for artistic differences, so I figured it might be a good one. It's called New Sound.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Okay, so we got a song called New Sound by Ballroom U on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Enjoy!
There's nothing we can do.
Sound by Bahram U. That was awesome.
Right.
Especially that first line.
Fuck you.
So we set the precedent right away.
Right.
You're like, just let me get this, clear the air and just get this out of the area right now. Let's just say it. Fuck you.
I mean, I wonder, man, how somebody feels, you know. I mean, you know, I know, I'm honestly, they probably know that you didn't actually name them, did you?
No, I mean, not in the song. But they know, they're aware of the song, and they know it was about them. And
right.
And I was like, it was cool, so.
That's what you think about me. You know?
Right.
Well, you know, we embellish. It's art.
Okay, here's another show from Youngblood Productions. Youngblood Productions presents Rapscallion, which is a Primus tribute band. Angels of Death. It's Inland Empress. I can't read this. They're in Inland Empire's something tribute. I can't see this. He's booking now. He's trying to get more bands on this bill. I don't know if that's something you want to get in on or not, but they're going to be playing 276 East 1st Street, Pomona, California, 91766. I believe that's Characters. Yeah, Characters Bar. That's going to be on Friday, August 31st. So I don't know if you guys want to try to get in on that. See, I don't know. He's booking stuff now. Maybe. He says for booking info, text Primus to 909-706-1985. So if you're a band that wants to get in on this show, Rapscallion, which is a Primus tribute band, and there's one other band besides that so far. So if you want to get in on this, contact my buddy Nathan Youngblood of Youngblood Productions at 909-706-1985, and he'll try to get you booked on that. If you want to just do it, text Primus to that. So that's Friday, August 31st. 7:30 show to close. Jesus, does he need me to run the door for that too? I'm just kidding. I'll do it because I need money.
Look,
Jenny needs money.
Yeah.
But Jenny also needs to do stuff the next day. Yeah, I need to get my stuff out of the way. But yeah, this is LA Talk Radio's on there and Rock Rage Radio and all the stuff that we're lovely and it's involved with and stuff. I just like to say all of his stuff. No, I don't know you and piss off.
Right.
No, sorry.
Definitely don't know you because I'm calling doing the show.
Alpha, you suck. Shut the fuck up.
What the hell?
I'm just saying. Anyway, I don't know you.
Our Alfie?
Yes, I don't know him.
What the fuck?
Let's see.
He should know better.
Metal Night. Throwdown Thursday's Metal Night. Vixen Vendetta. Ring of Leaders. They're booking for that one now, too. That's probably not you guys, though. You're not metal. So
We can
do metal. Right.
If you want to do metal, go for it. He's playing the
do
Sage.
Do some cover songs, huh?
This is at the Sage Lounge, Thursday, September 6th in Whittier, 6511 Greenleaf Ave in Whittier, California, 90601. Doors open at 7:30. The show probably starts at like 8 or something. Mm-hmm. And that's Thursday, September 6th. So check that out. There, he's got all kinds of damn shows he's booking for. He's a booking fool. He's a booking fool. But yeah, go to Hope Fest. Check that out too. That's my buddy Cat Wilson of Cat Wilson Productions. Hope Fest. So there's lots of stuff going on, you know. Maybe we can try to get you guys booked on some different shows. We're going to try it. So which song do we want to play next?
Just keep going down the list there. Don't Kid Yourself. Kid. Yeah.
All right, so this is the title song from the album, which is Don't Kid Yourself, Kid. This is Bahram U on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio.
You do. So you pile the pressure on to make it happen.
Don't Kid Yourself, Kid by Bar-Ram-U.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes. Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, we love it. We love it.
Absolutely.
That was awesome. And that's the name of this EP, Don't Kid Yourself, Kid. We love it.
In stores now.
Yeah. Yes.
So Sam,
in more
right?
Stores.
Yes.
Where do you get your inspiration for your songs?
Everywhere.
Then,
just make it up from what's around me. That song, Don't Kid Yourself, Kid, that was just something that my grandpa used to say to me.
Yeah, I remember that.
That sounds like,
yeah.
Now that you say it, okay.
And, I just draw from whatever I can. And then also big influences, what I happen to be listening to at the time can influence the sound a lot, too.
Who's your influences growing up? Is there any particular artist?
You know, it's weird. Like, growing up, I'd listen to probably whatever was on, but it wasn't until I was 20 in college that I really started getting into the punk, the pop punk, the ska world, mm-hmm. And that's when, you know, I started with the gateway drugs of Blink-182, Green Day, you know, the mainstream ones, and, yeah. You know, now my favorite bands are like Streetlight Manifesto,
good one.
You know, of course, also Less Than Jake and the other more notable ska bands, so... Yeah, you know, it's a wide spectrum. Sometimes, you know, good old 80s hit will influence. They're like a... we have one song coming on the EP. I joke it's just like our Paul Stanley song. So it's all over the place. It's really weird.
The Paul Stanley song?
Yeah. You can take whatever sort of genre influence, add horns, and call it ska. And you're good.
Nice. That's funny. I love that. We are with Bar-Ram-U, Jay's World Talk on the Block. We're at LA Talk Radio Studios in lovely Sherman Oaks, California.
Yes.
And we're going to keep this train rolling. We're going to play another song. We're going to do Belong.
Sure.
We're just going to keep on going. This is the EP, Don't Kid Yourself, Kid. Check it out. You can find them on at Bar-Ram-U.com. And on Twitter is Bar-Ram-U. Pretty much,
Bar-Ram-U Band.
Okay, at Bar-Ram-U Band. Go on with your Facebook,
/Bar-Ram-U Facebook.
Okay, and then you're on Instagram?
Yep, at Bar-Ram-U Band too.
Awesome. Okay. All
right.
So just as soon as you start typing in B-A-H-R-A-M, it's not going to be too many freaking things that like come up like that.
Just get that BAH.
I would hope not anyway. Too many things start coming up like Bob Ramp. What? No. What the hell is that word on there?
If you get a clip for Babe, you can watch that too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it did. When I looked in YouTube together, what the hell?
What is that?
Babe, pigs.
Babe, the pig. What's that got to do with that?
And then I went down to about the third or fourth one. I was like, oh, there we go.
Band clip. There they are.
We still need to get up on that pig. Like, right. The first three, four.
Right.
Yeah, we need to get you guys above the pig. I mean, I don't know why.
Man. That's why we did it. The pig is punk.
The pig is punk. Right. That's awesome. Ah, god damn. I love this. I love this show. I love it.
Yeah, we have so much fun.
We have too much fun. We really do. Anyway.
Can you have too much fun? Is that a thing?
No, I think sometimes I'm gonna like overdose on fun.
But that's a good thing.
That is a good thing, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to OD, what would you rather OD on?
Fun. Heroin.
Yeah,
good
fun.
Old fun.
Heroin hurts my stomach. I'm just kidding. I've never done heroin. I'm being an ass.
You shouldn't do it in my stomach
just
either.
Kidding, Mom.
Yeah, this is L.A., man. Seriously, too many people do too much crap out here. They really do. And then they wonder why. Like, you know, people like John Belushi.
Right.
And some of those other people, like, they get in. Chris Farley. All these people, like, they get a little too much into stuff. And then, you know, we're like, well, I guess you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I mean, some people, man, they party hard, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, because sometimes the lifestyle, like being in the music industry, being an actor, being, you know, in the limelight, being a model, being, you know, anything, like, it can break you. I've seen people, like this woman who down where we live.
Oh, yeah.
She was on Tyra Banks' Next Top Model. And she made it to the finals. Like, she made it towards to the end. Like, you know what I mean? She was one of the last competitors. She didn't win. She went crazy, lost her mind, and now she's on Skid Row wandering around talking to herself.
Oh, shit.
Getting like high. Loony, getting high and all crazy now. And it's just really sad to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That the world could... Some people are, I hate to say, weak. But they're not
weak-minded,
and
lots of
not everybody is strong enough to handle rejection or handle certain things. So I can see that this world, like if you get too much into it, like between the drugs and the alcohol and partying and everything else, this is L.A. and it's an aphrodisiac out here. It's something that could get you caught up. So if you're coming out here to become something, don't get involved in that crap.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, just stay away from all that stuff because it's just going to ruin you. Like, I mean, like, overindulgence is just too much.
Unless it's fun.
And and speaking of L.A., hashtag skank.
What?
It's the name of one of us. It's one of their songs.
Oh, damn.
That one's got a story.
I'm like, who are you talking about now?
I'm being funny. I mean, you know, like how I said with Greg Gendry with Sticky Doll, how I said that the one of their songs was Plastic World.
Right.
Because they're talking about people in L.A.
Yeah, fake people.
Fake people. Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why they have that song. What's the song? Snotty Little Cunt.
Snotty Little Cunt.
They sent me a t-shirt, literally. Right. They made a t-shirt specially for me, and on the back it says Snotty Little Cunt.
Wow, I bet you wear it.
I do.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. I fucking love that t-shirt. It's the best. I swear to God, nobody gets it, though. They look at me, they're like, oh my God. She's wearing that t-shirt? Yes, Sticky Doll, I wear your t-shirt all over L.A. with pride. Yes. And it says Sticky Doll, and it says Snotty Little Cunt. And there you go.
My one friend got a t-shirt, and on the back it says, smoke crack and worship Satan. And he wears that out as well.
I need to see that t-shirt.
That's a good shirt.
I like that t-shirt.
That's fucking funny. All right. Well, no, but there is a song called hashtag skank. And
okay.
That's,
Scampi wrote this.
Yes. Oh, the chick?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Had a large influence. I'll tell the story when we get to it.
Okay. Yeah. So you want to play it first? And then tell
sure
the story?
Can do that one there,
or
yeah.
You want to tell the story and then play it?
Oh, okay. So
set the scene.
You know what? I think you should hear it first, and then I can explain the story behind it. All right.
So this song is called hashtag skank from the EP Don't Kid Yourself, Kid by Ba Ram U.
Yeah.
And you listen to Jay's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Hey, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio. We are with Ball Ram U, the ska punk band, and we're having a great time. We're playing their songs. We got one last song to play before we go. And you want to talk about Skank, though, real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I originally wrote that song. It was with a three-piece, and it was originally just a song... it was Shitty Girlfriend.
Okay.
And Skank was nowhere in it. And when we did the ska band, my drummer, while we were recording, was like, hey, why don't we call it hashtag Skank, and you can change it to Skank because it's like a double, you know, play on words with the skanking movement.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, it makes sense. Great. And so we did that, and now we listen to it. It's like, wow, this went from a song just about, you know, being in a bad relationship to, like, shaming somebody for being a skank. And then, like, my mom heard it for the first time. She's like, Sam, I hate that song. What were you thinking? I'm like, no, Mom, it's not what it sounds like. But yeah, that was just like the evolution of how that beat went from just a bratty pop punk song to being hashtag skank.
I just think it's funny. Yeah. I think the title's funny. Anyway,
so I got a spanking for it.
His mommy didn't like it.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna play the last song from the EP, "Don't Kid Yourself, Kid" by Ball Ram U, and this is "Out of Luck" on Jay's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. Yes.
Five-star got it cracking.
We have dreams. Yes, check out the five-star bar in downtown Los Angeles. And when you go there, say hi to Mark and Heath.
Heath! That's my boy.
Heath's our Heath. Buddy. I miss Heath.
We love Heath.
I love Heath.
Hell yeah.
I miss Heath.
We've never sounded better.
Yeah. Heath has great sound quality. That man is on the mark. He knows what the frig he's doing.
Tell him to show you the back room as well.
Yes, we need to stay in the back room.
We need to
take him in the back.
Yes. I didn't have time a few times there. I just didn't have time to go out back.
Yeah.
I was busy. Busy running the door, running the show, something, you know. That is the curse of working with Youngblood Productions. I'm just kidding. You're always busy and working.
That's a good
thing.
Which
is awesome.
It's a good thing.
We love you, Nathan. and our buddy Big John out of Characters in Pomona. Oh, and goes to Sticky Fest. Sticky Fest is a punk rock festival going on in 29 Palms. Don't ask me where the fuck that is.
That's like Palm Springs.
It's like high desert.
That's like
it's
Palm Springs.
29 Palms. Yeah, okay. Well, then we're going to 29 Palms.
You have to count the palm trees along the way.
Yes, there's literally 29 of them. No, I'm just kidding. go to there. I don't know where it is.
I think it's somewhere where we went to on our honeymoon.
Yeah, somewhere up near there. Yeah. He's at high desert. This is El Sancho from the band Sticky Doll. He is putting on Sticky Fest. So it's going to be November 10th, starts at like 3 p.m. It's like a whole day festival. There's going to be a lot of great bands, so come on out and check it out. We're part of that production.
Okay.
We're on the bill. We're part of the sponsors and all. We're one of the sponsors and all that stuff. So shout out to Greg Gendron, a.k.a. El Sancho. From Sticky Doll. Sticky Fest will be going on November 10th. So check that out. Get your tickets. I'll be giving you more information as the weeks come on. And I'll also be putting it on my Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. It's full as far as the bands go. So he's got a good lineup. He'll be sending me posters and other things. So be prepared for that as well. So Sticky Fest. I love it. So... we want to thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
We want to thank Ball Ram U for being on the show today.
Thank you, James,
Talk of the Block. You guys are awesome. And I can't wait to see you play with Victory Kid in October. Boy. Once we get all the dates and everything ironed out, I'll be in touch. And we'll get it all coordinated and organized and ready to go.
Right.
And if you think of any other bands that can play with you guys, so far I just have you and Victor Kid for that. I'm trying to think of
similar
other bands
style.
That are kind of
keep our ear to the ground,
like you guys, kind of ish in that style
ska
of
punk,
yeah, kind of
spinny hats and
checkered flip-flops. Oh, spinning. What about Spinning Minds? What were they? I'm trying to remember what Spinning Minds was. I'm sure I remember. I'm going to go back through all the battles. And I know there were other bands like you. I just have to go back through and watch all the videos to make sure. Like, so I'm going to be checking that out. So be on the lookout for our concerts coming up end of September, beginning October, somewhere around that vicinity. We'll get back to you with dates and the lineups and all that. So be prepared. We're coming for you. LA.
Yeah. And the world.
And we're working at, we're going to be at the 5-Star Bar. We love 5-Star. They're awesome. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. But thank you guys. We've had a great broadcast this week. We played their songs from their EP, Don't Kid Yourself, Kid. Songs were New Sound, Don't Kid Yourself, Kid, Belong, Hashtag Skank, and Out of Luck. So go check out their EP, go check out their press kit and all of their information at BaRamU.com. Go to their Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Facebook's BaRamU, and then Instagram and Twitter, BaRamU Band. So go check it out.
Thank you.
Check it out.
Yes.
Thanks for the plug.
Thank you guys, and we wish you all the best of luck. We look forward to seeing you guys play in with Victory Kids soon.
Right.
And getting you on some other productions, maybe with Youngblood and other people. So, all right. Have a good time.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
We will be back. Have a good one.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.